You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh. Hi, everyone. So today I have a mini episode for you. It's been a bit of a crazy few weeks for me. I'm in the middle of searching for a new day job that will hopefully reward my time in a more substantial way. And I wasn't able to get my schedule to match up this week with a guest. So today I'm going to read a transcript of some remarks by Patti Smith, who, if you've been listening for a long time, you'll know that her book, Just Kids, is one of the things that I reach for inspiration when I'm in the dark side. She gives some advice to young people while in conversation with Christian Lund at the Louisiana Literature Festival. It's from August 24th, 2012, and was held at the Louisiana Museum of Modern Art. If you'd like to see video of the conversation later on, just Google that information, and I believe it's available on Vimeo. If that sounds of interest to you, please continue listening. If not, check back next week for a new full episode. I hope everyone is doing well and staying upbeat at the tail end of winter. Have a great weekend, and I hope you enjoy this mini episode of The Compass. So last month, I had one of those awful, gut-wrenching decisions to make as an actor. At least they make me feel that way. When I suddenly had an opportunity to audition for something that I don't normally get to audition for, but it was at the exact wrong time. And if I had auditioned for it, they wanted me to tell them up front that I was willing to miss shows of Drunkalvania, the show I've been doing for a long time and which I love and which I'm very committed to. Even though it would have only been like a one-day shooting thing, they just didn't know what the schedule was. They wanted me to commit to that. And if I had done that, you know, and if I had gotten the job, they would have had to cancel shows and it would have let down the entire cast and, you know, the producers would have had to return people's tickets and reschedule and lose money. And I had this like twisting back and forth for about an hour when I was trying to figure out what to do. And the casting directors said, you know, if I wasn't willing to miss the shows, then I couldn't even audition. And I finally decided not to. And I had found this Patti Smith quote that kind of made me feel good about my decision. And it went like this. Build a good name and keep your name clean. Don't make compromises. Don't worry about making a bunch of money or being successful. Be concerned with doing good work and making the right choices and protect your work. And if you build a good name, eventually, you know, that name will be its own currency. So when I was looking for something to read today, I decided to go back and see where she had said that in what context. And I found out it was actually, she's quoting William Burroughs in that quote with some advice that he had given to her when she was younger. So I decided to read the whole portion of a talk she gave at the Louisiana Literature Festival in 2012 at the Louisiana Museum of Modern Art. And she gives a lot of advice to young people, including that piece that she had heard from William Burroughs. So here it is. A writer or any artist can't expect to be embraced by the people. You know, I've done records where it seemed like no one listened to them. You write poetry books that maybe, you know, 50 people read, and you just keep doing your work because you have to, because it's your calling. But it's beautiful to be embraced by the people. Some people have said to me, well, you know, don't you think that kind of success spoils one as an artist? Or, you know, if you're a punk rocker, you don't want to have a hit record. And I say, well, fuck you. It's just like one just does their work for the people. And the more people you can touch, the more wonderful it is. You don't do your work and then say, well, I only want the cool people to read it. You know, you want everyone to be transported or hopefully inspired by it. When I was really young, William Burroughs told me I was really struggling. We never had any money. And the advice that William gave me was build a good name and keep your name clean. Don't make compromises. Don't worry about making a bunch of money or being successful. Be concerned with doing good work and make the right choices and protect your work. And if you build a good name, eventually, you know, that name will be its own currency. And I remember when he told me that and I said, yeah, but William, my name's Smith, you know? Just joking. To be an artist, actually to be a human being in these times, it's all difficult. You have to go through life, hopefully, you know, trying to stay healthy, being as happy as you can, pursuing and doing what you want. If what you want is to have children, if what you want is to be a baker, if what you want is to live out in the woods or to try to save the environment, or maybe what you want is to write scripts for detective shows, it doesn't really matter, you know. What matters is to know what you want and pursue it and understand that it's going to be hard. Because life is really difficult. You're going to lose people you love. You're going to suffer heartbreak. Sometimes you'll be sick. Sometimes you'll have a really bad toothache. Sometimes you'll be hungry. But on the other end, you'll have the most beautiful experiences. Sometimes just the sky. Sometimes, you know, a piece of work that you do that feels so wonderful. Or you find somebody to love. Or your children. There's beautiful things in life. So when you are suffering, it's part of the package. You look at it. We're born and we also have to die. We know that. So it makes sense that we're going to be really happy and things are going to be really fucked up too. Just ride with it. It's like a roller coaster. It's never going to be perfect. It's going to have perfect moments and then rough spots, but it's all worth it. Believe me, I think it is. You know, I'm sure that each generation can say that their time was the best and the worst of times. But I think that right now we are at something different that I've never seen. It's a pioneering time, because there's no other time in history like right now. That's what makes it unique. It's not unique because we have Renaissance-style artists. It's unique because it's a time of the people, because technology has really democratized self-expression. Instead of a handful of people making their own records or writing their own songs, everybody can write them. Anyone can post a poem on the internet and have people read it. Everyone has access, an access that they've never had before. There is possibilities for global striking. There's possibilities for bringing down these corporations and governments who think they rule the world, because we can unite as one people through technology. We're all still figuring it out and what power that we actually have, but the people still do have the power more than ever. And I think right now we're going through this painful sort of like adolescence. Again, what do we do with this technology? What do we do with our world? Who are we? But it also makes it exciting. You know, all the young people right now, the new generations, they're pioneers in a new time. So I say, stay strong. Try to have fun, but stay clean, stay healthy, because you know you have a lot of challenges ahead. And be happy.
Thank you for listening to the Compass Podcast. I'm Leah Walsh. More episodes are coming soon. Please look for us on Facebook and iTunes. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller, music by Brendan Spieth, audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez. See you next time.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.